Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
131, 118, the final.
Look, I'm dressed as Oscar the Grouch, and here's the real. I am grouchy this morning.
Why?
As great as that Warrior win was,
why?
I was pissed.
Why?
I mean,
I'm just good, Joe.
No, it's not. Because, look, and I'm going to be, I told myself I was going to be happier, you know? I hate the Dodgers.
Like, you sound
so
like Oscar the Grouch. I told myself I was going
to
be happy.
I kid, seriously. We need to get Oscar the Grouch, Lexapro.
We need Elmo and Big Bird in here. I mean, come on.
No, like, honest to God. Like, let's just.
Big Bird's at 8.
Big Bird's at 8?
That's pretty good.
Is that Bonte?
Bonte's Big Bird.
Oh, my God. That's pretty funny.
Who's Baldy? Snuffleupagus? Continue. He's Grover? Who is Baldy?
I don't know.
Maybe he's one of, like the supermarket people, like the actual, like real people that are on Sesame Street. They're like, hey, Elmo, how you doing today?
There's two kinds of people in this world. Me and my friends have figured this out. You're either leaning into the bit or you're not. And for like Halloween and stuff, all my buddies, we would all like, not that we go all out, but we lean in.
Of course.
Right? We lean in. We have fun. Nothing is worse than the I don't dress up guy.
Carter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're all looking at him.
Carter's so rich, he's probably having his costume hand sewn right now as we
speak. Going as a middle class person today.
Loveman is in his bag. Loveman, I needed these laughs.
I wish there was a middle class.
But here's the real. Like, I'm so thrilled about the Warriors. Like, I'm so thrilled. All the young players look great. Look, guys, let's call it what it is. Anybody that wants to give Jonathan Kuminga the flowers, I know it's four games in, but when I see the biggest, like, let's just call it what it is. John Dickinson, who's on this station, is one of the biggest Kuminga haters I've ever met in my entire life. I'll call him out. I'll tell him to his face. This dude's been hating on this guy for like 2.5 years, and he's not alone. Like, a lot of the things that he says and other people who have been this way have been calling out Kuminga forever. Where are you at when this guy's playing well? If you're going to rip somebody when they're down and out, are you going to praise them when they play well? Right? For example, I was out here ripping Mac Jones, and then he started playing really well. You know what? You got to give the guy his flowers. Jonathan Kuminga has been, for 2.5, 3 years, absolutely crushed by portions of the fan base, by many media members, and now he's playing a brand of basketball that is brilliant. He is playing such good basketball on both ends of the floor, making sharp, quick decisions, making the easy pass, moving without the ball, demonstrating his athleticism by high pointing it left and right and rebounding, trying to affect shots. I just think he's been so aware. Everything is clicking right now for him. That doesn't mean a year ago, 2 years ago, you weren't right or whatever. But like part of young player development, as we're finding out with Upton Stout and whatnot, you got to live through some of the mistakes, right? And this is where I think the majority of people get frustrated when it comes to young player development for any team, whether it be the Giants, the Niners, or the Warriors. If you're going to be committed to the youth, be committed to the youth, meaning you have to allow them to play through the mistakes. There were two plays early in the game yesterday where Jonathan Kuminga left his feet and made bad passes. You know who else did that in that game? Jimmy Butler. But Jimmy Butler's a made man. He's been a freaking like 10-time All-Star or whatever it is, right? So he's able to play through those mistakes. In years past, I don't think Kuminga stays on the floor. I don't think he plays through those mistakes. And credit Steve Kerr for leaning into him. And credit to Jonathan Kuminga for making all of the little plays that maybe don't show up in the box score to allow himself to play through some mistakes and you know, jumping in the air, leaving your feet, twisting, and throwing a bad pass, all right? The mistakes happen. I mean, I'm watching Steph Curry take some awful, awful early shot clock shots when it's like, Steph, let's work some clock here. But Steph's a minted Hall of Fame, first ballot, like generational all-time franchise player. Okay, so obviously he's allowed a runway that very few others get. But when I watch these teams and I ask myself, okay, you're going to play Upton Stout. I'm going back to the Niners for a second. You're going to play him through all these mistakes and he's going to make a couple plays. All right, I'm good with that. Why isn't Nick Martin playing? Gifford's not the future. Curtis Robinson's not the future. If you're going to play some rookies and play them through mistakes, play them through mistakes. Let them learn on the job. If you're not and you're going to be committed to the Anthony Lambs like Kerr was a couple years ago, then go in that route. And then, you know what? You probably should move the young players. So I guess my big revelation this morning is that everything is coming full fold for Jonathan Kuminga, and I'm happy for him. And I think that people that have been criticizing him, whether it be media members, whether it be fan bases, whether it be family members, whatever, are you going to be equally as loud when he plays well? I'm just asking out loud. And I'm not saying that it's some victory lap. Four games is not a season.
No.
You know, but it's a great start. And I'll tell you this right now. I think my early bet that I would put up money down on is that this guy has a chance to be most improved player in the NBA. That's how good as a two-way player he is. When I have Brian in Palo Alto, one of the saltiest callers, as I'm Oscar the Grouch this morning, on planet Earth,
love you, Brian,
sending me a tweet last night, I can see the vision with Jonathan Kuminga. When Brian in Palo Alto recognizes it, I want to know where the rest of Warrior fans are.
9 of 14, 32 minutes last night, starting again, 25 points, 10 boards, 4 assists. Had a couple turnovers, had a block though, but he's been everywhere. He was the leading scorer in the entire game yesterday, both squads. Jonathan Kuminga in a comfortable win. Again, how many times did we say that last year? A comfortable win for the Warriors.
It got a little sketch in the second quarter.
But the third quarter was third quarter dubs.
No, no doubt.
Capcom 3 was back.
Look.
36-24 the third quarter. And the young guys, Joe, as you're mentioning.
Pods played great. I'm happy for him.
Best game of the year by far.
He needed, before you move on,
yeah.
Pods needed that.
Absolutely.
Would you agree?
Yes,
he totally needed that. I thought he looked great.
Yeah. 8 of 14, 5 of 7. The shot was there. Hey, he had the first shot of the game, the three-point make. It's like, Okay, that swagger was back instantly. Moses Moody off the bench. 5 of 7 from beyond the arc. His shot in his back, because remember, Joe, that is what killed this team in the playoffs. I don't want to always bring up the playoffs, but when you're talking about most improved player in the NBA, hell, who could just be the most improved player on the Warriors right now? And I would like it to be like a fight between JK, Pods, and Moody. That's a good argument to have right now if you're a Warriors fan. Most improved player, yeah, right now it's Jonathan Kuminga. It's not even close.
How about the pass? Kuminga got called. That was the most bogus, but the NBA, I mean.
Oh, John Goble?
No. There's two things. Oh. I do not want, and the NFL does it too. All right, we're going to kick a field goal. We're going to go to commercial. And then we're going to have one more play. And then we're going to go commercial again. What are we doing?
Oh, like the free throws you're saying?
We challenged a play that took 6 seconds to overturn. And then we went to commercial. They had one more play. And then we challenged it again.
Oh, my.
on the Jonathan Kuminga pass. And I'm sorry, like that Jonathan Kuminga pass, like I'm going to call it, that was a dime to Will Richard, where Will Richard adjusts in midair with Jaren Jackson Jr. and goes with the left hand. You took away a highlight from that guy on the little, I call it like, let me jump in front of you and get a bogus charge. That's not defense. I hate how the NBA rewards guys who slide in front of someone to not make a play on the ball. Like, that is a rule that needs to be changed. If you are not trying to make a play on the ball and all you're doing is going to slide in front of a player who's picked up their dribble and is vulnerable attacking the hoop, no, those should not be called charges. I'm sorry. That is bogus.
Shout out Andrew Bogus, and shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
And then, like, look, Steve Kerr, who I, as there's times, like, I get really frustrated with him. I think he's great? Yeah, I think he's great. But, like, kind of like Kyle Shanahan, when you watch someone a long time, you notice tendencies, good and bad, right? He has way more good tendencies than bad. Did you see how many high pick and rolls they ran Curry and Kuminga? Did you see that? I think that was the most, and again, my naked eye. I am not sitting here. I did not rewatch the game because I was watching that horrible Dodger World Series win.
Well, it never ended.
This is awful. I hate Shohei Ohtani so much. 6-5
the final, Dodgers leading 2-1 that
series. The worst part about the Dodgers, like, they do have likable guys. Like, how do you hate on Freddie Freeman? Like, he's a stand-up dude. He's from SoCal.
And he's been through a lot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, how can I hate on Mookie Betts? Yeah. Like, these are guys that I appreciate, and it sucks.
I do like Kike Hernandez. I do.
I want to see someone who does the advanced numbers and breaks it down. I feel like I watched more high pick and roll with Curry as a primary ball handler and Kuminga as the screener than I've ever seen at any point in any year ever with Kuminga on the roster. And I think it's a testament to the way that Steve Kerr has adjusted to utilize his lineup. And I think Kuminga's growth as a passer, I don't think they trusted him to be a guy to catch the ball from Curry, take a dribble or two, and make a decision.
4 assists for JK last night. And you know what's another element of his game that's steadily improved, and you're seeing it early this season? And we knew he could do this, and this was an element that the Warriors had been lacking prior to Jimmy Butler, and since Jimmy Butler's emergence and him coming to the Bay, it's been a positive for them. It's the free throw shooting and getting to the line.
Oh.
7 of 8 last night, and putting the onus on the opposition's defense early. Get them in foul trouble. And what do we know about the Memphis Grizzlies? They love to hack. Specifically, Jaren Jackson Jr. And that.
Can we get into the Grizzlies?
Please.
What the hell was the final 3 minutes of that game? They subbed back in their starters. No, I wanted to know, did Chauncey Billups make the call? What was going on?
Isn't he like in custody right now?
Yeah, I mean, he's surprised.
Is he going to call into the roast like some other callers in the past week?
No. The Memphis Grizzlies.
Oscar the Grouch.
Okay. The unearned arrogance from that coach, another like a jackal coach, and that tiny little organization.
Can you say his last name?
You know what they are? They're the arrogant version of the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're always going to lose in some weird way. I'm never going to buy them as a serious contender.
Yeah.
Okay? Except unlike the Jags don't think they're anything special. I think the Jags know they're nothing. Memphis really thinks they're something special. I'm talking about the media. I'm talking about the coach. Like, the coach is jarring.
Wait. You used to hate, who was it? What was my guy?
Yeah, he was the third Schindler brother. He looks like my cousins.
Yeah, what was it? I forget. Find out the former Grizzlies coach.
He's the only guy who didn't play in the NBA.
And now it's Tomas Ishilo. That's his name. The current
Solo
one.
Or something.
In the words Ishilo. Of Draymond Green to Jaren Jackson Jr., shut up. Like, Memphis, shut up. You shut up.
Got a great
beard. All of you, just shut up. Jaw, shut up. The Grizzlies, shut up. I'm so tired of the Grizzlies. Just
Taylor
go
Jenkins.
Away.
That's Taylor who Jenkins. We used to not stand. Yeah, we couldn't stand that guy.
Shut
they
up.
Fired him last
year. I'm so tired of watching the Memphis Grizzlies. You want to talk about a team that's just going to burn a... Now I would turn into Chris Collinsworth. Talk about a guy. But, like, the Memphis Grizzlies, you know what they are? They're studio gangsters. That's what they are. CB4, you guys are probably too young to understand that reference. The Memphis Grizzlies think they're something special. They've never won anything.
I remember Eazy-E's real MF&G's studio gangsters. There
they always want to talk tough. They want to act hard. Somebody presses them in their chest, and you know what they do? They wither and they cry to the officials. It's ridiculous. I'm so tired of watching the Memphis Grizzlies.
I'm not tired of coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. As always, you guys know the drill. It's a Tuesday. It's the morning roast. It's the best show in the Bay Area, bar none.
Brian Baldinger, 7:30, Baldy's breakdowns. Right after Baldy, Bonte Hill in studio for 2 hours. We will talk Dubs. We will talk Niners. I know Oscar the Grouch beside me does not want to talk about the game taking place in Los Angeles last night. I'm not talking about the Clippers or the Lakers. Dodgers, 6-5 the final in 18 innings. It is the longest game per hours and minutes in the history of Major League Baseball in the playoffs. What was it, 6:40, I want to say? 6 hours, 40 minutes? God love anyone that's staying up for that. I got to get up at, well, all of us, what, 3:45, 3:30 wake-up call? No chance.
Guess what, though? Guess what? Tonight's Warrior game starts at 8. So we're back at it, burning the midnight oil.
If that goes to overtime or double overtime, so help me God. So help me God. Or if the game before it goes to double overtime and I can't watch the game because of, oh, I don't know, I don't have ESPN News. I don't have Peacock. Oh, it's NBC tonight? Great. Okay, good. I don't know what game is before it. I know it's a primetime game, so 8 o'clock.
Can I let you know something?
Warriors, 7 o'clock is going to be Warriors live right here, 95.7
The game. I'm the one that lives in a trash can, not you. Why are you so grouchy?
Well, Harry has a lot to deal with. You know, he lost his parents at an early age. He never got to know them. Like, he was raised by horrible family members. He was abused. He has a right to be angry.
Was he really abused?
Yes! He lived in... You live in a trash can. I lived in a closet. And I'm not talking about R. Kelly. Okay?
It bothers me.
Yeah. Going full, you know, the wand chooses the wizard, Joe.
Wand chooses the wizard? Is that a real line?
Yes, sir. Dude, you've never, it's pretty crazy you've never seen it. And I actually kind of like that you haven't, so I can just keep dropping these bars. There we go. By the way, what's coming up next is going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Island.
It's like
guest
the mic chooses the man. As I talk right through your read.
No, you're fine. No, the read's done. We're good. You know, we're having a great time.
No. I'm ticked off today. You know why? Well, I'm Oscar the Grouch. But also, the Niners lost and the Giants are just so far away from the Dodgers.
Tony Vitello, two days, introductory presser.
They're about to be the first back-to-back World Series champion since the freaking Yankees. I hate them so much.
Yeah, man, you seem very emotional regarding this.
I am. My Niners are... They hit a brick wall.
Dude, you're 5-3. You lost to the Texans. The Texans have been to the playoffs the last 2 years.
How much of that 5-3 team is actually left right now, though?
Seriously.
Oh, come on. Baldy will put a smile
on your
face. That's
like saying, hey, dude, the 1999 Bulls. I mean, last year you guys won it all.
Hey, it's not a long shot, though, for Brock to play this Sunday.
I think it's too early to say. I don't think it's a long shot, but I know he's doing better, and we'll see how he's doing Wednesday. Hopefully, if he's doing good, he'll get in some reps.
Okay, actually, that did not make me feel better about him playing this Sunday at MetLife Stadium. I'm not going to lie. But if they do get Brock back, would that make you feel more like, you know, optimistic going forward?
I'd like it if we could block for him.
Well, they opened the window for Ben Bartsch, I believe.
Oh, that's the game changer we needed. Ben Bartsch. Well, hey. Notify Alice. Tell them Ben Bartsch is back.
Shut up.
Go to KCBS right now. Tell Stephen Langford, hey, quick breaking news. Ben Bartsch is coming back, everybody.
I'll have Nahegan cut a promo.
That'll save everything. You're listening to 95.7 The Game. And if you don't know, Ben Bartsch is returning.
Wow, dude.
Get out of here, Ben Bartsch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.